Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 11. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
Death to self happens at salvation, when we are crucified with Christ. The old self dies, and we are given a new nature as the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. At times, however, it takes a bit longer to willingly make a sacrifice, to hand over to the Lord something we love and value. Once God has given us a new nature, we can experience freedom because Jesus triumphed over sin. But our Father doesn't stop with our salvation. His purpose is to conform believers to the image of His Son. To live as God intends, however, we must be willing to give Christ the predominant position in our life. As a result, the Lord calls us to the cross on a daily basis to lay down anything that might distract us from our purpose of serving and following Him. Don't misunderstand what this means. God isn't going to take away everything so we see ourselves as lonely paupers. Instead, leaving our valuables, whether possessions, people, or dreams, at the foot of the cross frees us from the attachments of this world. When we lay down these treasures, our self-esteem will no longer be tied to stuff, and our sense of acceptance won't come from people. Then we are complete in the Lord. Or as Paul said, we are alive to God in Christ Jesus.